Nothing But. NetWithForce.com by Sarah Morgan. In the previous post of this NothingBut.net series, I walked you through the various ways you can query Salesforce records using the new Force.com toolkit for .NET. In this post, I will show you what you need to know to implement CRUD-like operations to create, update and delete Salesforce object records using the toolkit. Creating the Force client. After a user has been authenticated, using either of the supported methods, a valid instance URL, access token and API version will need to be stored somewhere in the application. These values will be used when instantiating the Force client object. No matter what operation you want to perform, you start by generating a new instance of the Force client. The code to instantiate this object may look like the following. Force client client equals new Force client instance URL, access token, API, version. Creating records. Creating new records is similar to querying them. You can either use a strongly typed or dynamically typed instance to define your record structure. For a strongly typed instance, you will need to create a class definition to represent the S object you are working with. For example, if I want to insert a new account record, I first need a class definition for account, such as the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I can then insert a new record using code like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Make sure the object name you specify as the first parameter matches the API name that Salesforce has. If you are adding a record for a custom object named new_object, then the API name should be something like new_object_c. And don't forget to add code that checks to see whether the ID value returned is null. If it is, then you want to display a message to the user or perform some particular functionality. If you want to go the dynamic route, you will need to use the Expando object class, which was made available with .NET 4. This allows you to dynamically assign properties at runtime and not specify class definitions for each record you create. For example, I could create a new account record using the following code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The obvious drawback to this method is that if I accidentally type in one of the property names incorrectly, I will not find this out until the code actually executes. But as long as you put in proper exception handling and alternative code, this can be a very powerful alternative for working with records. Updating records. When you update a record, you will need to pass in a valid object name, record ID, and either a strongly typed or dynamically typed object. It also works with anonymous types as well. Once the update is complete, you will be returned a success response result that is defined in the Salesforce.com and .models namespace. For example, to perform an update of the account record using an anonymous type and check whether the update was a success, you could do something like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You can use assert external async to either insert a new record or update an existing one based on the value of a specified external id field. While the record ID is not required here, the external ID is. The method accepts four parameters: a string value for the object name, a string value for the external field name, a string value for the actual external ID, and finally an object to be asserted. For example, to assert a record and check whether the operation was successful, you could use code such as the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Deleting records. You can delete a record based on a specific record ID and return a bool response to determine whether the operation was successful. For example, to delete a single record, you could use code such as the following. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The new Force.com toolkit is very flexible and great for performing CRUD operations. It offers both strongly and dynamically typed alternatives for dealing with records. One of the biggest drawbacks is that if you want to work with strongly typed objects, you have to define those classes yourself. But, I will give you a bit of a teaser here and tell you that if you tune in for the next post in this series, you will find out about a new technology that should make working with the Force.com toolkit a little easier. But, that is all I will tell you for now. You will just have to wait until next week to find out more. In the meantime, you can check out more sample code on the GitHub website. About the author. Our guest blogger, Sarah Morgan, is an independent software developer and longtime .NET programmer who has recently been wooed into the world of Force.com development. She recently filmed her first introductory course covering Visual Force for Lynda.com.